Martha and the Meadowlark. You remember the aunt, Martha, who had prepared for winter and was snuggled in all safe and sound when the cold winds hit? La, 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 la. Well, I went back to the ranch in the early spring and out into the field to the anthill to see if I could find her. I softly called out, Martha, Martha, Martha. And she came over and crawled onto my hand, and I lifted her up. She had been working hard doing her spring cleaning, but she took a break to tell me a couple of wild things that had happened to her just a few weeks before. She said that it had been a beautiful spring day, and the sun was out, the snow was gone, and she just needed to get out into that wonderful day before she started her spring cleaning. It was also nice to have some private time, because a lot of friends and relatives lived with her in the anthill. You know, sisters, cousins, uncles, and of course, aunts. She strolled over to a tiny creek that only runs in the springtime to see its beauty and listen to the voice of the water. She was standing on a high bank when all of a sudden the swift water undercut the bank where she was standing, and it fell into the water with Martha on it. Sploosh! Ants are not good swimmers, and so she was so very frightened. She hung on to the piece of dirt that fell with her, but it soon turned to mud, and then just muddy water. Meadowlark had seen this happen and quickly flew to the ground, picked up a piece of straw, flew over the creek, and dropped it into the water right next to Martha. Martha was able to climb on, just like we would climb onto a log, and hang on and float along. You know how in streams, when they make a turn, things floating have a tendency to drift to the outside? Well, Martha and the straw did on the next turn and bumped into the bank, bloom, and she was able to climb off and climb up into the grass to safety. And Meadowlark had followed, and they talked while Martha dried off and rested. Martha was so very grateful and wished that she could do something fine in return. But Meadowlark assured her that nothing need be done in exchange. She did it to save her friend. That's all. Some days later, Martha was taking another morning stroll near the stream, but not too near. Suddenly, she noticed that Meadowlark was on the ground getting some grain and didn't notice a cat who was slowly creeping up on her. Martha knew that if she yelled out in her tiny voice, Meadowlark, Meadowlark, watch out! Meadowlark wouldn't hear her above the voice of the water and the voice of the wind. So she scurried over to the cat's tail, and even though it was twitching, she managed to grab on. Then she scrambled down into the fur all the way to the real tail and took the biggest, strongest chomp that she had ever managed in her entire life. The cat leapt up with a terrible meow, meow, and Meadowlark quickly, safely took wing. Ants are very tough, and so Martha managed to tumble out of the cat's tail unhurt. That afternoon, Meadowlark and Martha were having a conversation, and Meadowlark told her what had happened that afternoon. She couldn't imagine what made that cat scream, leap up and run home like that, but she was very grateful that it did. Martha just ducked her head a little and smiled and said, well, she was bitten on the tail. Meadowlark was so grateful, she burst into her beautiful song. So sometime when you are walking by an open field and hear a meadowlark sing, you know, she might just be singing to an ant. Do you suppose?